Iraqis woke this morning to learn that Saddam Hussein had been buried in his home village near the northern city of Tikrit that was his original power base. Followers of the former dictator demonstrated in several Sunni Muslim strongholds, threatening vengeance. It's not clear what form that revenge might take. NPR's Corey Flintoff joins us from Baghdad. Corey, we understand that Saddam's body was claimed by leaders of his tribe and that the burial took place very quickly. What else do you know about it?
Well, the Arabic TV channels are showing footage of a body bag covered with an Iraqi flag, and it's lying in state in what looks like one of his palaces, actually. And we're told that members of his tribe, the Abu Nasser, were brought to Baghdad to pick up the body and that they were actually flown back to Tikrit in a U.S. military aircraft. We haven't been able to confirm that with the U.S. military, but we're hearing that from our stringer in Tikrit. The governor of Salahuddin province, which includes Tikrit, told reporters that he attended the burial and that it took place about 3 o'clock in the morning. We're seeing some very dark footage that seems to show the burial. Reuters is quoting a source who said that the ceremony and the burial were kept under very close surveillance by U.S. and Iraqi troops.
Were the U.S. and the Iraqi government concerned that Saddam's body could become a symbol for insurgents to rally around?
They definitely wanted to avoid the kind of spectacle that is often seen in the Middle East when a leader is killed, where the sight of the coffin being carried through the streets surrounded by crowds of supporters. Some people here are suggesting that the government may have made a deal with the leaders of Saddam's tribe just to give them the body if they agreed to a quiet burial in a fairly anonymous gravesite.
We know there were rumors flying around about the disposition of Saddam's body right up to the last minute, Corey.
Yes, like everything concerning Saddam's death. Saddam's daughters, who are in exile, wanted to claim his body. And before the execution, we heard from one of the daughter's lawyers that she wanted to bury his body in Yemen. She said he'd remain there until, in her words, Iraq is liberated from the occupiers and his body could be returned home. Yesterday evening, some members of the family reportedly suggested burying Saddam in the town of Ramadi, which is right in the Sunni Arab heartland, Al-Anbar province. And right now, it's probably the strongest center for the insurgency. So I think there was no way the Iraqi government would allow that, and Tikrit must have seemed like a safer compromise.
There was video all over the internet, all over the television, from Saddam's execution showing the executioners putting a noose around his neck, and later there was apparently cell phone images showing Saddam dead with his neck sort of twisted and out of place. I understand there's even more graphic video since then circulating.
Yes, and it does seem to show that the hanging was more raucous than the government was hoping for. We heard comments before the execution that the U.S. was holding Saddam in custody right up to the last minute because they wanted to prevent his execution from becoming a spectacle or, you know, an opportunity for revenge. The latest video, and once again, it's apparently from a cell phone camera, shows Saddam exchanging taunts with a guard and later with some, you know, unseen people in the audience. At one point, somebody from the audience calls for Saddam to be damned, and he returns the curse. At the end, though, Saddam apparently died while he was reciting the Quranic verse that professes belief in God and the Prophet. Video posted on the internet shows Saddam actually falling and then hanging from the rope.
If the Iraqi government wanted to execute Saddam with some sort of decorum, why would they have allowed this kind of video to be shot?
I think it's part of showing the Iraqi public that Saddam is really dead. You know, this way the Iraqi government releases part of the official video that seems less likely to offend anyone, but it doesn't have to take responsibility for these more graphic images that really prove that Saddam was killed.
NPR's Corey Flintoff in Baghdad. Corey, thanks very much.
Thank you, Andrea.